The Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar, SECAM, celebrates its 51st anniversary on the 2nd of August this year. The Continental Symposium is a common forum for bishops in Africa and Madagascar to voice their respective opinions on matters concerning the Church on the African continent. Founded on the 29th of July 1969, SECAM was born of the wish of African bishops during the Second Vatican Council to create a structure to bring forth the African vision to the Universal Church. For this year's event, SECAM First Vice President, Bishop Sithembile Sipuka of Umtata, spoke to Vatican News in an interview, sharing his reflections on SECAM Day and the role of the Church in Africa. Bishop Sipuka is also the president of the Southern African Catholic Bishops Conference.
What does this annual celebration mean for SECAM?
First of all, what is a priority about this day? To create more awareness and consciousness about SECAM among the lay people. Because, SECAM is not really known. Since 3 years ago, we have embarked on conscientizing the laity about SECAM. We succeeded last year when we were preparing for the Golden Jubilee. We invited the laity to pray for the success of the Jubilee. And that provided us the opportunity to introduce and to make known what SECAM is among the lay people. So that is the first, priority. The second one is to invite the laity then to pray for the continent as a church in its evangelizing mission, and to pray, especially in this time of COVID, for solidarity, of prayer and mutual concern and support where it is possible through resources and finances and other means.
Ahead of this year's festivities, the president of SECAM released a message saying that this was 1 year after the Golden Jubilee celebrations in Uganda. What have been the major achievements of the bishops of Africa and Madagascar in these past 51 years of the existence of SECAM?
I've not been bishop for a long time. I've just became part of SECAM. So I would not have much experiential success and failures from the time when it was begun. But as I entered, SECAM, the most value for it was the question of identity as communion, because we are one Catholic Church. And I think that this must find expression in concrete ways. At the universal level, we are one church, under the Holy Father, but also at the continental level, as well, we need to express this unity of the church, even if it is only maybe just symbolical. And so when we say that the Catholic Church is one, we need to be expressing this, at all levels, at universal level, at continental level, at regional level, and at national level, and also at diocesan level. So for me, that is a major importance of SECAM. Even if it were not to achieve very dramatic things, but if it can achieve this purpose of this consciousness among African Catholics that in the continent of Africa, we are one Catholic Church, because that would be an expression of our ecclesiology as the Catholic Church. And also, I think it also expresses as well the principle of subsidiarity, that just as the whole church is under the leadership of the Pope, at certain levels there are certain leaderships according to their levels that take responsibility. And from what I read, SECAM was found exactly for this purpose, to affirm the subsidiary element of the leadership, that the leadership by the bishops, in Africa are taking responsibility in leading the church, forward. Of course, in collaboration with the universal church. Thirdly, you will remember that, that was in the 60s when SECAM was founded, and Africa was just in the process of becoming independent from the colonial countries. And there was this sense in the African continent of Africa taking its future in its hands. In other words, becoming sort of matured as well from being led, you know, from the colonial countries. Africa was becoming independent politically and socially. And so also as that process was happening, local African bishops, you know, being ordained, you know, substituting missionary bishops. So there was also within the church a desire to give expression to this local leadership that was emerging. So those three things for me, you know, are very important for SECAM, and I think we still have a long way, you know, to educate and to catechize our people. Now, coming to what it has actually, you know, achieved, I remember when I was still in the seminary, you know, there were a lot of publications that were coming out through the initiative of SECAM. So one major thing that it has achieved is to facilitate a theological thinking. There was, in terms of achievement, an encouragement of contextualized understanding of faith, theologically speaking. Also, you know, because SECAM is a whole church in Africa, when you look at what the church in Africa in various dioceses, in various countries, you know, that has achieved, you know, you can ascribe that, you know, to SECAM. When we were celebrating the Jubilee last year, we noted how much faith has grown, you know, in Africa and continues to grow much more faster compared to other continents. Even though you may not say that this is directly the cause of SECAM, but all the churches belong to SECAM. So we have achieved that. We have seen growth in vocations. I think now over 80% of the church in Africa is led by African bishops. Religious life as well is growing. And also in terms of social engagement as well, the church has got more hospitals in some countries than the state has, and schools. And so these are all the successes of SECAM. SECAM has made interventions sometimes politically to bring stability. Presently, you know, we are having a seat, observer seat at the African Union, where we try to influence discussions about Africa. We have at SECAM presently the Department of Evangelization and also the Department of Justice and Peace. And we engage at different levels about matters political, about matters related to social issues, to the environment. You know, there are a lot of engagement. For example, in the Congo Basin now, we are working at that in order to prevent the destruction of the Congo Basin.
All over the world, countries are battling with challenges caused by the COVID-19 crisis. And in the message from the SECAM bishops, the bishops highlighted that the African continent is particularly hard hit. How can the church in Africa be a source of hope in these trying times?
I think that first of all is to make people aware that in spite of this situation, God is present. Otherwise, to be pastoral. I know that what most people are concerned about, you know, is the economy. You know, as if you fix the economy, everything will be well. But there are a lot of other existential worries, you know, that people have as a result of this. We need as church to bring then, you know, a message of hope, particularly that God, you know, is with us, you know, and will pull through this. So the church needs to be involved pastorally, you know, with the people. But also the church needs as well to appeal to the baptismal obligations of the faithful, to be brothers and sisters, to do what they can, you know, in terms of assisting each other, in terms of supporting each other. Of course, the church also needs to engage with the authorities, you know, and the governments in order to find effective ways of mitigating the effects of COVID. The church needs to be part of the discussion about economic reformation. This situation in which we are has laid bare the economic inequalities, you know, in the world. That this is providing us a time to raise that question. If maybe we have been reluctant to raise it, but the situation now gives us the providential time to raise these questions, so that in the future, when such tragedies occur again, not many people will be so negatively affected, you know, by this.